back to the Prexy Podcast. My name is Matt McQuarrie, the Communication Supervisor for the district, and you are listening to Episode 7 this week. I hope you had a great holiday break and got to spend time safely with your family and friends. Now today, our guest is Mr. Todd Schneider, principal at Withrow High School. Mr. Schneider, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. It's really good to be here today.
So with each of our episodes, I like to start by asking our guests to talk about their journey into their current position within Marion City Schools. So if you could, tell us your background and how you got to the position you're in and what your position currently is.
Sure, absolutely. I was born and raised in Marion, Ohio. Went all through Marion City Schools. I went to Oakland, Colonial Acres, Edison, Harding. Oakland and Edison aren't around anymore, you know. They got torn down back in the day, but they were old schools. Those things happen sometimes. Graduated from Harding in 1999, went on to Urbana University where I played college football. After I was done playing college football, I spent 2 years there as a student assistant coach. Graduated, and right around the time I graduated, there were two social studies positions open in Marion Harding High School, and I got the opportunity to come home. Started out teaching social studies, did that for 9 years, and then my 10th year at Harding, I was the dean of students. So that was it. That was exciting because, you know, during the time I was teaching, I had worked on my administrative license and had gotten my principal's license and all that stuff. So then I became dean of students, assistant athletic director, moved over to Rushmore, which was a community charter that we had had in Marion City Schools, and was the assistant principal there for 2 years, moved to Harding for 2 years as an assistant principal over there. And then when Marion City Schools decided to go down the route of offering more career technical education programs, they asked me if I would like to step into a role possibly, or have the opportunity rather, to step into the role of running what would become known as Withrow High School, where we house our welding and construction program. So 17 years, been a principal for 7 of them, have held multiple different jobs, all of them in Marion City Schools. But yeah, it's been a fun ride.
Awesome. So you kind of mentioned this a little bit, but for those who don't know about Withrow, sort of tell us how it came to be and the main purpose behind the school.
Absolutely. I always like to say Withrow is probably the best kept secret in Marion City Schools. I like to call it very much, it's like a jewel in the crown. It's a diamond, if you will. And obviously I think very highly of it because I get the pleasure of running the day-to-day operations in the school. But essentially what happened is when Rushmore closed its doors, you had some career tech programs that had existed over there, and one was construction and one was welding. So going into, you know, the modern day world that we live in, for a very long time in education, kids were kind of pushed down the path of college, right? And there's nothing the matter with that, right? I'm sure when you were in high school, everyone said, go to college,
absolutely,
go to college. And when I was in high school, everyone said the same thing too.
Yeah.
I went to college, you went to college, and you know, my education has paid off dividends. Education is always going to pay off for you. But we also know that there is certainly a shortage of skilled labor in this country. We see it in Marion, we see it, you know, everywhere. And I always like to think of Marion as kind of a microcosm of the United States as a whole. When you look at, you know, our demographics, our socioeconomic status, you look at some of the industry we had and now we don't have, but you also look at some of the jobs that aren't being filled, and a lot of those jobs are your skilled labor positions. So under the guidance of Dr. Irusi, who certainly has a background in career tech education has really become very important to our country as a whole, but also our community. So a couple of the programs that existed, they wanted to keep, you know, for kids to get certifications you know, various different things. And I want to say there are other career tech education programs in Marion City Schools. Not all of them are housed out at Withrow. And really, it came down to, could we fit those programs in Harding High School proper? And no, there just wasn't room. But luckily, there was an old elementary school that Marion City Schools had for a very long time. Was Colonial Acres at one time many moons ago. In fact, I went there in the fourth and fifth grade back in the late 80s and early 90s, and there was some room there. So Marion City Schools renovated that building and created a welding lab and a construction lab and created an off-campus site where kids could take part in those or go to school there all day. Because let's be honest, there are some kids who need a smaller setting. They need smaller class sizes. They need more one-on-one help and attention. So we have some amazing kids in our building. We have a lot of kids who have gotten welding certificates, and we got kids who are working on getting their construction certifications, forklift certifications, different things like that. So that's kind of how it came to be. So it's been a fun ride. It's been a fun journey. And ultimately, we named it Withrow. And the reason we named it Withrow is because Marion Withrow, who is a Marion, Ohio native, was the Secretary of the Treasury under Bill Clinton during his administration. In fact, Miss Withrow, who still alive and lives in Marion, I've met her multiple times. She actually came out and toured the school. Her name is on more money than any other Secretary of the Treasury in United States history.
That's awesome.
Which is crazy. And she's the only person to hold that position at the local, state, and national level. So that's pretty awesome.
That's and you've given us some great facts.
Did I mention I was a history teacher?
Yes, so. You are a history teacher. I also love that your current role is in your previous elementary school building, which is hilarious.
Yeah, that's and really when I went there, it was a really neat school. It was a great place, and in fact, one of my favorite human beings ever, Miss Shank, Sue Shank Durant. She has, you know, she passed away many years ago, but she was such a sweet lady and one of my favorite educators that I ever had the pleasure of having. She was the head teacher / principal there, and it's never lost on me every day when I go into work that, like, that was her office. Like, yeah. It's cool. It just gives me goosebumps.
That's
a little bit talking about
story.
She's a sweet lady. Sweet lady.
As you mentioned, there's a number of programs that students can join while they're at Withrow. And many are part of the Career Pathways programs that
we
have.
Absolutely.
So can you just kind of tell us what all is offered at Withrow for students and kind of what's the advantage that the school provides to Marion City Schools that other districts don't have?
Absolutely. And like I said, I really think it's Marion City Schools' best kept secret. And I don't mean that in the sense that Marion City Schools hasn't promoted it, because it has. But unfortunately, in the 3 years we've existed, all of those have had the, I guess for lack of a better term, the cloud of COVID hanging over us.
Right.
So it's kind of, I guess, stunted us a little bit in the sense that maybe we were not as able to get as many people or kids in the building, because last year we had to worry very much about social distancing, and obviously this year we're still worrying about all of those things. But the benefits that it provides is this. If you are a Mary Harding High School student and you want to weld and learn to weld, you can come to my building. If you're a Mary Harding High School student and you want to get into construction trades and you want to learn how to frame walls, you want to learn how to measure, cut, build, if you want to own your own contracting business someday, if you want to get construction contracting, whatever you do, come to my building. And the great thing is you don't have to go to Withrow all day. I have kids who come over in the morning and take part in welding or construction and then go back to Harding and do their academics for the rest of the day. I also have kids who come over in the afternoon and take welding and construction. In fact, right before I came over to do this interview with you, there was a bus that pulled up. Five kids got off, three kids got on. So what we have going over there is really awesome, because you're going to get a welding certification, you're going to get construction certifications, you're going to get that experience, and then you can walk out and get a job. In fact, I've got a youngster right now who is done with everything and is doing a pre-apprenticeship as we speak at Steam Turbine on the west end of town where they fabricate metal. And awesome. I've got another kid getting ready, another kid with two welding certifications, getting ready to, he's still got a couple things he's got to finish, but once he finishes those things, we have job interviews set up for him to go work at Poet. So, like, I've already got kids working and making money. It took us some time to get there, because, like I said, COVID has kind of stunted us really spreading our wings a little bit like we need to, but luckily, we're getting to that point. But it's taken us some time because it's been a work in progress.
Well, and as you said, you know, getting the kids working right away with those certifications, and especially you mentioned welding. Welding is extremely high demand right now.
Extremely high demand.
And when we're saying, you know, they're going to be working and getting a paycheck, this is a very, very good paycheck.
Absolutely. We're talking like, you know, $24, $25 an hour starting wages. Now, it's somewhere in that. We're talking maybe $20 to $25 an hour. But if you think about this, if you are a 18, 19-year-old kid, you've got a couple welding certifications, you're walking out of high school, and you can walk into a job making $20 to $25 an hour, to me, that's the game changer. And really, what education, like, I think it was Horace Mann or maybe it was Mark Twain or somebody had said that, you know, education is the great social equalizer. Education is what gets us, it gets us a better lot in life. So if I could take a young man or a young lady, because we have a couple females who have also gotten welding certifications. Right. If I can take a young man or a young lady and get them a job out of high school in the construction trades or in welding because they're walking out with a certification, then we can change that kid's life and we can change the trajectory of that kid's life. And really, at the end of the day, that's what education's all about. That's why we wake up every day and do what we do, because we're trying to change kids' lives and we're trying to help them not only be better people, but also be successful in life. And for some kids, you know, that's, you know, lighting a candle at the National Honor Society and going off to college. And, you know, I mean, there are kids who graduated from Harding High School with me who are, you know, I got a buddy who's a lawyer in San Diego. I got another buddy who produces a cappella albums in Chicago. I got another buddy who's like a rabbi in Pittsburgh. You know what I mean? Yeah. And these are all Marion Harding High School graduates, right? And those guys went to college and they went off and they did the things that they did, but not everyone's going to go to college. And if they don't, that's okay. There's nothing the matter with that. And we have to change that narrative in education that everything is about college, because it's not. And this is coming from a college graduate. Yes. And this is coming from somebody who's telling my kids, you're going to go to college. I want you to go to college. But Withrow is part of changing that narrative. And it also allows kids to still be part of what we're doing at Marion Harding High School. So, and that's not to say that Tri-Rivers isn't an excellent program, because it is. You know, Tri-Rivers has been out there for a long time. It's helped a lot of kids in our community. But sometimes when a kid goes to Tri-Rivers, they're still technically a Harding student or an Elgin student or a River Valley student or whatever, but they're also kind of disconnected from the mothership, if you will.
Yes.
If you're taking construction at Withrow or welding at Withrow, even if you're an all-day Withrow student, you're still connected to the mothership. Right. You still, you know, go to the dances and all those. You're still part of everything. And you can still do that stuff if you go to Tri-Rivers. Don't get me wrong. But you're still part of the mothership, I guess, if that analogy makes perfect sense.
And as in all those explanations you gave, the other thing, too, is there's nothing stopping you from, you know, getting those certifications and going into the workforce, but also getting those certifications and continuing, whether you want to be an engineer or taking those to college with you, and you have a huge leg up on the competition.
I've got a couple youngsters who just come over to do welding, and they are one is like in a bunch of chemistry classes and physics and is really good and wants to be an engineer, and the other one is thinking about being an engineer. And then I got another young lady who is in the construction trades and comes over, and she's in the JORTC program. You know what I mean? So like, yeah. If she decides to stick with the JORTC program, which is another great program we have in Marion City Schools, by the way, JORTC, check it out. But if she continues, but if she wants to stick with that, and then she goes into the Army, well, then she's also got this construction background. So exactly. Even going into the military, you know, it could change.
It separates you from the competition.
It absolutely does. So whatever you do or don't want to do, those things are going to help you. And even if you don't want to, and even if you do want, like you said, even if you do want to go to college, I tell the kids in construction all the time, I was like, you're gonna own a house someday.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to fix stuff. Listen, I'm gonna be 41 years old, and I still have to call my dad, like, Dad, could you help me change a light switch? I mean, come on.
Or YouTube it.
Yeah. I mean, come on, man. Like, I've got hundreds of hours of college education over here, and I can't change a light switch. Come on, man. I should know how to do that, right?
Yes.
But I don't. But these guys walking out of here, not only are these things going to help them get jobs, but someday they're going to be homeowners. Someday they're going to own a car. Someday they're going to do this and do that. And the things you learn in welding and the things you learn in construction are going to help you in so many ways, not just earn a paycheck, but just keep your house from falling over, you know? Agreed. Or, I don't know, weld together your lawn chair when it breaks so you don't have to go buy a new lawn chair. You know what I mean? So
yes.
it's just the skills are so transferable to everyday life. And that's just what makes it special, and the kids so special as well.
All right. So we've talked about the welding. So I know we just had a number of students that got their welding certifications just within the last month or so.
We did.
So just kind of talk about how, you know, the reaction of those students and how they felt getting those certifications just, you know, in and around your building.
Well, I got to tell you, when kids get those certifications and they find those things out, it's really exciting. It's really, really exciting. They are stoked. They call their parents. They tell their parents what's going on. And I also make it a point to let their parents know that those things happen. So for instance, I called a mom to let her know that her son had gotten his welding certification because he had missed a couple days, had some sickness and missed a couple days. And I called the mom. I just said, hey, listen, I don't know if, we'll say the kid's name's Petey. It's not Petey, but we'll say it's Petey. I called her and I said, hey, did Petey tell you he got his welding certification? She was like, no, he didn't. I'm like, well, I know teenage boys are not really good at telling anybody anything because they forget everything. You know, I was a teenage boy once, and I've been around teenage boys for the last 17 years, so I understand how the teenage brain works. So I called the mom, and I told her, and she started crying. Like, as I'm talking to her on the phone, she was like, oh my God, I'm so proud of him. I've been so worried. I'm just so proud of him. And so, like, the pride that the kids have, but also the pride that the parents have, because I think we forget sometimes when kids are in elementary school, parents are always involved because parents obviously care about their kids' education, don't get me wrong. But in elementary school, there's very much of that, like, oh, hey, look at this picture I drew, and look at this, you know, sticker I got on this. And there's a lot of praise. And sometimes we lose that a little bit in high school. We kind of lose that sense of wonder. And because these teenagers sometimes are, we look at them as young adults, we forget sometimes that, like, there's still a little kid in there. So to their parent, that's still like, you know, that 7 year old that scraped their knee and they picked him up off the ground. So we forget that sometimes in high school. We do. And it's just the nature of the beast of teaching high school kids, because, you know, we think of them as young adults and we forget that. And, you know, parents need to know those things. And sometimes teenagers, whether, you know, young men or young ladies, aren't really good at communicating with their parents. So when you call a parent and you hear them like, oh my God, I'm so proud of them, and they start crying on the phone, and you hear just how proud the parents are of them, and it's just cool. And then also too, knowing some of the youngsters that have graduated, and obviously you graduate from Withrow, like you're a Harding grad. There's no like you're a Withrow grad, like you're a Harding grad.
Yeah.
But then the youngsters who have gone on and gotten jobs. Got a young man who got a forklift certification a couple years ago through the construction class, and he's driving a forklift now. He's happy.
Absolutely.
He's loving life. He's a 20-year-old kid making 14, 15 bucks an hour driving a forklift. Got another young man who graduated with a couple welding certificates, didn't have a lot of work history, so got him hooked up with Johnson Property Services. And he's not welding right now with Johnson Property Services, but he's also working his tail off for, you know, Jason Johnson at Johnson Property Services. And he's a great worker. And every time I run into, you know, because Jason's kids are in Marion City Schools, so I see him and his son at youth wrestling sometimes. And we always talk about, you know, my student that's working for him. He tells me how great of a worker he is and all that stuff. And it's neat to hear those things, and it's neat to see kids be successful, especially with the skills they learn, not only in their English class and their math class and the wonderful teachers at Marion Harding, but also, you know, the staff that's on the ground level with the youngsters of Withrow.
You are an expert at segues, because that's my next question.
Okay.
So tell me about your staff at Withrow, because you obviously have a group of teachers working in a much more hands-on environment.
Sure.
As opposed to your typical classroom setting.
Sure.
So just kind of brag about your staff a little
bit. Oh, absolutely. I could brag about them all day. I mean, how long you got? excuse me. I have, so because of the room that we have in the building, like we don't have a lot of room. We really don't. I mean, it was an old elementary school that wasn't very big. There was a really small neighborhood, Colonial Acres, over there that fed into it. So it's not a really big building. So we don't have a ton of room, especially when you consider that what was the gymnasium became the welding lab, and what was three classrooms got walls knocked down and became the construction lab. So I've got a construction teacher by the name of Chuck Stone. Wonderful guy. Chuck's an amazing human being, loves kids, worked in the, actually played, college football for NC State, actually got drafted by the Miami Dolphins, but got cut coming out of training camp. Great guy, worked in the construction trades for a long time, wasn't really feeling it, and decided he wanted to go back to school and get a teaching degree. So he became a teacher and taught construction at Tri Rivers for many, many years, and then ended up with us at Withrow. And then Terry Blair is my welding teacher. Terry is an amazing guy, loves to weld. Terry actually spent like 20 some years at Honda, worked at Honda, but knew how to weld, was a welder, knew how to weld, and then wasn't really feeling it anymore, decided to leave Honda, and had a good friend who ran the welding program at Tri Rivers, guy by the name of Obra Horn. And anybody who's been around Marion forever and taking welding classes at Tri Rivers knows Mr. Horn. And Mr. Blair, Terry, learned under Obra Horn and then went back and got his teaching degree and his teaching certificate, became a welding teacher. So here you have two guys who were out in the workforce and just weren't feeling fulfilled, I guess, in what they were doing, and said, you know what? I'm gonna become a teacher, and that's what they did. So that's my welding teacher. That's my construction teacher. Two wonderful guys. You know, they're older than me. I call them my old war horses, but they're good dudes, and the kids love them. Next guy we have there is Aaron Miller. Aaron Miller has been in with Marion City Schools for 25 years. He teaches some CBI classes out there, career-based intervention classes, has a CBI license, also writes any of the IEPs that we have for kids out there. So is my special education coordinator, if you will, make sure kids get all the services they need. Also helps kids a lot with some of their online classes, their Apex classes and stuff like that. So he's amazing. Him and I have known each other for a long, long time. We actually, when I came back to Harding, we coached wrestling together for a couple years, many moons ago. I had much more hair back then. And then my math teacher is Alex James. He has been in education. I think this is his 10th or 11th year teaching. He is a wonderful guy, is an amazing math teacher, has oodles of patience, and works really great with the kids. And then my English teacher, Sarah Wingert, she is fresh out of college, but boy, you wouldn't know it. I mean, I look at how great she is at her job and how amazing she is as a first year teacher. And I look back at myself as a first year teacher. I'm like, man, because she is amazing. And then we have an SRO, Todd Manette, who spends a little bit of time at my building, but then he hits the elementary schools there on the west end of town. So McKinley, Garfield, and Hayes. So he splits time in between our buildings, but he pops in every day. The kids love him, just have a good time. My custodian is Chris Tracy. He's been with Marion City Schools for 30 years, maybe?
Wow.
Long time. And then got a wonderful secretary, administrative assistant, Mandy Swartz. She's amazing. You know, the great thing about the staff is we're small and we work hard for the kids. And, you know, and all educators work hard for the kids, don't get me wrong. But the nature of our building allows us to have a little more of a personal touch because the classes are a little smaller. I mean, there's 65 kids who pass through my door every day. Of those 65, about 53 or 4 of those students are there daily, but sometimes they're not there daily. Sometimes, or I don't mean daily, but like all day, but sometimes because the way their schedule is set up, you know, they'll come in and they'll do their welding class and they'll do math and they'll do English and then they'll be in a lab and then they leave to go to work because they have a job at Lee's Chicken or BW3s, or in some cases like we're doing now, we're getting them jobs at places that fit into their career tech class. So an amazing staff, works really hard for the kids, and we're blessed to have them, not just at Withrow, but in Marion City Schools as a whole.
Last thing I wanted to ask you was, what is your favorite thing about working for Marion City Schools?
My favorite thing about working for Marion City Schools is obviously I'm a Marion kid. And I grew up in this town and I've been in Marion City Schools for 17 years. So I've reached a point from doing this and growing up in this town that there are very few kids that I ever cross paths with that I don't have some connection with. So like, just in my small building, of all the kids in my building, you know, I've got a youngster in there who I played high school football with his dad. I've got another youngster, and my first job at Godfather's Pizza, I worked with his dad. I've got another kid who's dad and I actually like ran around and hung out together, or I had somebody's older brother. So like if I got a kid, you know, I've automatically got a connection with that kid because I'm like, you can say, hey man, how's Teddy doing?
Yeah.
He's doing, oh man, he's cool. Man, you tell him I said hi. Or they'll come in and go, hey Mr. Schneider, my brother said he had you in social studies like however many years ago. You were his favorite. So like automatically you've got a connection with that kid, or you've got some street cred, or like I, you know, I, being me, I'm like, I grew up on the West End of town, you know, and in Marion, that's like a badge of honor, right? Like, you're a West Ender. So, like, just those little things. And really, to me, the favorite, that's my favorite thing about working in Marion City Schools, but ultimately the best thing about being an educator in general is seeing the wonderful people that these youngsters grow up to be. Like, just seeing them be successful and seeing them become great moms and great dads and successful in what they do, and just being at, you know, I don't know, Walmart or Myers, and, you know, buying toilet paper and, what's up, Coach Schneider and Mr. Schneider? And it's just so neat to run into kids and see what they're up to and see what they're doing. And, you know, I'm a proud Marionite. I'm a proud Harding grad. I'm a proud Marion City School employee. And I don't know, I love kids, and I love seeing them succeed, man. That's what it is all about.
That's a perfect answer.
Well, thank you, sir.
I just want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be a guest this week and discussing everything that's happening at Withrow. The last thing I wanted to ask before we wrap up is, how can students get involved with Withrow if they're interested?
Absolutely. So a couple things we've done is, and what I mean by, like, COVID has kind of kept us from spreading our wings and fly was, so the first year we were in existence, March hit and then everything shut down, right?
Yeah.
So we never really had a chance to go to Harding proper, like the big building, and say, hey, here's welding, here's construction, come and check us out. Last year, we never really had a chance to do it either, just because last year it was very much with social distancing and all of those different things going on, and it just wasn't able to work. This year, you know, even though COVID has still very much been an issue this year we were able to actually get out of our four walls, take some kids across town to Harding on the all scheduling day and be like, check this out. And kids were like, whoa, like they were blown away.
Yeah.
So because of some COVID restrictions, we weren't able, or COVID shutdowns, we weren't able to really promote to everybody else what we were doing. So it was just kind of word of mouth that had to spread. And obviously, you know, social media, and you have helped promote us amazingly. When I've sent you stuff, you've put stuff out there. Mr. Mullins at Harding helped put together some amazing videos. So we're really starting, the word's starting to get out there and it's starting to spread. But ultimately what needs to happen is you need to go to your guidance counselor at Marion Harding. So whether that's Miss Stevens, Miss Antonio, Miss Giroux, and Mrs. Miller, go talk to them, let them know you're interested, or at the very least, you can reach out to me. I mean, I'm easy to find. T. Schneider at mcspresidents.org. You can send me a private message on Facebook. I don't care. Like, however you want to get a hold of me. If your kid's interested, talk to your guidance counselor. Email me, get a hold of me, talk to Miss Musbach, Mr. Andonero, Miss Pace, Mr. Stone, talk to your teacher at Harding and tell them to email me, give me a name, call me, text me, tweet me, whatever. And we'll get you there. We'll get you there. Cause we're all about, you know, kids being successful like everybody is at Harding and Marion City Schools, but we got something special going on out there that, you know, we would love you to be part of if you want to be part of it.
Amazing. Thank you for all the time again, and just thank you for joining us today and talking about Withrow.
Thanks for having me, and thanks for all you do to promote Marion City Schools, Matt. Appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
Well, that's it for this week's episode. Next time, Miss Jamie Rollins will join me again to discuss everything happening with the high school music program for the second half of the school year. Until then, I'm Matt McQuarrie. This has been the Prexy Podcast, and we'll let the band play us out.